Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you with me as we're wrapping up this week our interviews on the Good News Cruise in the book of Ephesians. And today we have Father Dave Pavanka, president of Franciscan University, with us to chat about Ephesians chapter 3. For those who are listening right now, welcome back to Burning Hearts with Rachel Herbeck. You've been joining us all week as we've been going through Ephesians here on the Good News Cruise. And so for those who listen to the show, you know we've been together a whole week, so you're like, oh, you've probably gotten through most of Ephesians. No, we've only gotten to Ephesians chapter 2, you know, because we've been going little section by section. But this morning we're going to wrap up and we're going to jump ahead a little bit and have a little special treat with one of the, I think, the richest and best passages from Ephesians and Ephesians chapter 3. But I have the privilege and honor of having with me this morning Father Dave Pavanka, president of Franciscan University. You're also on our board for Renewal Ministries and an amazing friend of Jesus. So I'm so happy to have you with me.
And you are a student at Franciscan University.
Yes, technically I am. I have to do my homework this afternoon. Yes, I'm taking my master's at Franciscan. Can you actually excuse me from my, does this count as my homework?
I'll let you know. Rachel's been busy. She's not feeling very well.
Yeah, she can't complete the discussion board online.
You can manage.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The utmost confidence.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you. Well, I just want to start. We've been starting every day before we actually get into the scriptures as we've been just privileged to have so many great guests with us, just sharing a little bit first about their own journey with the Lord and kind of how you got to sitting here today. Yeah, exactly. And you know, as president of Franciscan University, or just kind of a little short version of your own journey with the Lord. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so I blame it on, I suppose, my folks at the beginning is that my mom and dad had just a great relationship with the Lord, and they always taught us when we were young that God came first in their life, and then their relationship with each other came second, and the kids came third, which as a kid I thought that was a horrible, horrible job. It's like they should be first. But when it came to the kids, I was the first of the kid. I was the golden child, I suppose. But mom and dad always prayed that their kids would have a relationship with Jesus. And so it was something that was not just talked about, but it was really witnessed to. So I always had a relationship with the Lord. There was never a time that I'd quit going to church. I don't have any great story like that. I always felt the Lord had his hand on me, that there was a call on my life, honestly, from the time I was 5 years old, that there was a call on my life. So for me, it was wrestling whether or not I was called to be a priest. My mom and dad, do this to those of you who have kids who are younger, prayed that one of their boys would be a priest. So there are five boys in my family, so we pulled straws, and I got the long straw, which meant somebody had to take one for the team. And so I just always felt that God had his hand on me and realized that this is what the Lord called me to. So I've been a priest for 30 years. Oh. I've been president back at Franciscan University since 2019 for about 6 years. Wow. So it's a great life.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. And can you talk, Father, just a little bit as we've been going through God's Word this week? You know, we've talked about almost every day with our different guests. If sometimes as Catholics we can kind of feel like we have to have all of this high-level intellectual education before we pick up God's Word, or it can be kind of an intimidating thing. And so can you just talk about how in your own life, obviously you engage with it for the Mass in different ways, but just in your own life and in your own personal prayer and in the way God speaks to you, how do you engage God's Word and what has that meant for you?
Yeah, I think actually that's oftentimes the, again, we engage the Word through the intellect, but it can actually be a stumbling block at times. Because it's not just something to be figured out, it's something to be surrendered to.
Yeah.
So if we approach the Word of God like, I got to figure out what is all the deeper meaning of this, there's a place for that and there's a time for that. But the first step toward it is to being able to discover what it is that the Lord has to say to me through this. When I speak to the students, some of the kids will say, you know, the Lord never speaks to me. And I'll say, if that's in fact true, that means you're not reading the Bible and it means you're not going to Mass, right? And they're doing that, right? They're doing all those things. So that we have to understand that there's something deeply personal in the Scripture. Now, with myself personally, obviously, as a priest, that we begin our day in the morning, evening, night prayer with the Scriptures a part of all of that. So it's just, especially for the last 30 years, it's been a part of my life. It's part of the rule of my life. Actually, the first class I ever took in Scripture was actually at a state school. It was not the best class I ever had. Because it really did. And it's a danger. It saw the Word of God as something to be figured out. So, you know, what's the background? Who is it, the audience is? And who was writing it? What language were they writing in?
Sure.
Those are important.
Yeah.
But it stopped there. Mm-hmm. It wasn't an inspired word. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a word that was transformative. It wasn't a word that the individual could actually place their life on. And that's I think, exactly what you're trying to get at.
Yeah.
Is invite people to not be intimidated. I think a lot of people are intimidated by the scriptures. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole joke about Catholics that don't know the scriptures. I mean, I am one. I don't memorize things. Some people can just rattle off verse and text. That's just not
sure.
I can't do that with anything.
Yeah.
Right. But we go into the Word, we spend time with it, we're quiet with it, we're still with it, and see what the Lord has to say to us.
Yeah, that's so good. And, you know, earlier this week when I was up on one of the decks praying on the ship and I got a little patch of service and I got a text from my dad and he sent me this little prayer that he had found from St. Bernard of Clairvaux, and it was a prayer that said, Lord, let me not hear your word with my ears, but let me hear your word with my heart.
Yeah.
You know, and that's exactly what you're saying, and it's such a beautiful prayer to pray before reading God's word. But, you know, how do you hear God's word, not just with your ears, but with your heart?
Yeah, so the other is honestly a familiarity to it, is that, the first time you meet somebody, you may not be comfortable with them, but the more you spend time with them, the more comfortable. Same thing with the scriptures. I love the way your scriptures look. It's very comfortable that you've written in that at time. Whereas, I remember having a conversation with my mom when I was a kid was, is it okay to write in your Bible?
Hmm.
And my mother's, not only is it okay, you should write in your Bible. So that's great.
Yeah, it's so good what you're saying, and I love the memorization thing because, I mean, there are some verses that I have, you know, in my quiver, but it's interesting, I'll read, and there's not a lot that I'll remember or recall right away or even later in the day, but I find that because I read God's word every day, so often then when I preach mm-hmm. or when I'm speaking, I'll just find, if the anointing is there, these verses will just be coming out of nowhere, you know? And it's not nowhere, but it's hidden in my heart,
absolutely.
You know? And I think that's too of what the Lord is calling us to, is not necessarily being like, okay, can I rattle off all these verses? This is what it means to have a knowledge of the scripture, but to have a living relationship, kind of like when you're having a conversation with somebody and you happen to remember something that they told you in a previous conversation. You're like, oh yeah, you do love French fries, Father, you know, or whatever it is, or whatever it is.
My guess is that you've told the story about the person reading Psalm 23.
No,
tell it. Well, it's a cool story. So a guy gets up, and he's the best orator. I'm going to make it really brief. The best orator in the world. And he gets up, and just this beautiful reading of Psalm 23. I mean, just perfectly timed, and the diction was perfect and all that. And then another guy gets up, and he couldn't read very well. In fact, he couldn't read, and he just kind of said, the Lord is my shepherd. And he went through the psalm. And at the end of it, everybody was crying. And they said, what's the difference? And they said, he knows the psalm, I know the shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's something about that the word becomes a part of us.
Yeah.
It becomes, and I appreciate that. I love the text where it says the scriptures and the scriptures that the Holy Spirit reminds us, right?
Yeah.
I just read the scriptures every day, multiple times, every day. Can I tell you the verse? No, most of it, like I'm with you, there's some of them that I just love, and you learn it over time, but When it comes time, when I'm having a conversation, when I'm doing ministry, it's just, mm-hmm. it's there. It's like somebody explained to me, it's the coat hanger that's always behind you, that you can always take off what you need when you need it. So we just trust that the Lord works in that.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And one thing that, before we dove into the scriptures yesterday, that Father Josh and I were discussing that I think is so good, and it echoes here in what we're talking about, is just the primacy of this word and how it lives in us, and that reality that every time we read this, and as Father proclaims it today, regardless of if you just hear it or if you're looking on your paper or you have your physical Bible, today when you hear God's word on the ship and when you read it at home, when you hear it in the Mass, it is the only word that as you read it, it's feeding you and transforming you and actually giving you the power to live out what it's telling you.
I think what the invitation to everyone is actually to stand on that and to expect that.
Yeah.
But I think part of that was, as you just stated, an invitation to you to expect more from the Word, right?
Mm-hmm.
If this is a living Word of God and you say, well, it just doesn't do anything, that's an indictment on you. It's an indictment on me, not the Word, right? The Word is alive. Scripture is either true or it isn't, right? So if it's not moving enough art, then that's something that needs to change in us, not in the Word.
Yeah, absolutely, and to grow. And I think the more, for me, that I've experience the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. Like, one of the direct consequences of, you know, when I came into a deeper relationship with Christ was really through
getting prayed over when I was 16 years old, and the gifts of my baptism and the power of the Holy Spirit being stirred up in me. And I literally woke up the next day. You know, nothing happened. Someone prayed over me, and it was like, great. No
Thank
goosebumps
you so
even, yeah. You know, and I sat down.
No,
they're like, they're like, do you want more of the Holy Spirit? And then they prayed, and I always say, like, and then the heavens opened. You know, people are like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, no, nothing happened, and I sat back down. But I still, to this day, remember I woke up the next day, and it was like in my body I had a physical hunger for God. And the way that I approached this word that had been felt dead to me totally changed because of the Holy Spirit. You know, and it's like that spirit of, we talked about this in Ephesians 1, the spirit of wisdom and revelation that comes through the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus. And so even as we go, as you approach the word, as you hear the word in the Mass, as you're in the scriptures, to just kind of even make up your own prayer to the Holy Spirit, to say, Holy Spirit, come and reveal Jesus to me. Holy Spirit, come and give me bigger expectations for how I'm engaging with your word, because, and I'm sure you probably experienced the same thing, of really the Holy Spirit giving you a hunger for this word.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, it does something new, right?
Yeah.
That there's the newness to it. And for myself, it was that. You know, that I'd walked out of a state school, I mentioned. So the word of God actually mattered. It made a difference. Mm-hmm. It spoke to me. It wasn't just something to be studied. It was something to be lived. So I had a very similar experience to that.
Yeah.
As well as the Mass.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're going to do that today. We're going to spend some time in God's word. Father's going to pray for us. And I invite you, as Father prays, well, let's all pray along with him and just give the Holy Spirit permission that even here while you're sitting here, even if you just stumbled in here, whatever it is, to, as Father's praying, to all pray together and actually give the Holy Spirit permission to be like, engage in my heart today in a new way with this word. So Father, we pray for us as we approach
Amen.
God's word.
Amen. All right, just invite everyone to take a breath. Lord, you are present here. As St. Francis reminds us, the world is graced. So grace our time. Jesus, in your name and as your priest, I pray that you would break the power of darkness in our mind and our heart that doesn't allow us to see. Break the deafness that doesn't allow us to hear. Break the hardness of our heart, which doesn't allow us to receive. And may your word of God come alive in our hearts, in our minds, in our ears. We make this prayer in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So as I said, we're going to skip. We made it all the way in 5 days to Ephesians chapter 2. You know? And so we're going to skip a little bit because this is like our finale day. We're not going to be doing a show tomorrow, so our finale day is here with Father Dave. So we're going to skip to Ephesians 3, the last little chunk, starting in verse 14. Father, can you just read 14
Sure.
through 21, and then we'll just begin to go through it verse by verse and see where the Holy Spirit's leading us.
For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family on heaven and earth is named, that he may grant you in accord with the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner self, and that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, rooted and grounded in love, may have the strength to comprehend all the holy ones, what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to accomplish far more than we ask or imagine, by the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. And the people of God said,
Amen.
Well done.
Mic drop right there.
Yeah, why don't we just stop?
That is powerful. Thank you so much for joining us, friends, on Burning Hearts. This was Father Dave Pivanka with us from the Good News Cruise. Join us again tomorrow as we continue in Ephesians chapter 3. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burak's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.